Space Shuttle Atlantis has a new home at the Kennedy Space Center. After traveling 125 million miles in orbit, the shuttle is now on display about 10 miles from where it launched and eventually landed on its final mission just under 2 years ago. Matthew Petty of member station WMFE filed this report on the exhibit, which opens today.
Visitors to the new Atlantis exhibit walk into the building under a big orange external fuel tank which the shuttle rode into space. The tank's a replica, but the shuttle inside is the real deal. People who worked on the shuttle program, like retired technician Tom Borman, are looking forward to reuniting with Atlantis.
Well, it'd be a very familiar sight to me. I've seen it on the pad many times, all the shuttles.
But only a handful of astronauts have seen Atlantis like this before, as though it's in orbit and so close you could almost reach out and touch it. Inside the hall, the shuttle looks like it's floating weightless against the dark walls and ceiling, while a video showing the curve of the Earth from space plays behind the towering tail fin. Astronaut Jim J.R. Riley took his first spacewalk from Atlantis in 2001. Seeing the display for the first time was emotional for him.
Because it took me back to that moment where I looked back and there's the Earth. And that is a pretty powerful moment, to see the Earth and everything you know right there. It's flying behind Atlantis.
Unlike the other retired orbiters on display in California and Virginia, Atlantis is tilted on an angle. You can see right inside the open cargo bay with its robotic arm extended, then walk around and look at the belly where re-entry has scorched the thousands of grey-black thermal tiles. It's a view J.R. Riley remembers well after returning from space.
And it would still be hot, so you could put your hand up next to it and feel the heat radiating from the tiles and from the nose cap. After we do our walk around.
Atlantis flew 33 missions, but it was built to fly 100 times, so this museum display is bittersweet for the people who worked and flew on the shuttle. The exhibit includes interactive displays. Visitors can crawl through a miniature model of the International Space Station or zip down a slide mimicking the shuttle's landing path.
Approaching the coast of Florida. Commander Bobco now executing the right overhead turn onto runway 33 at the Kennedy Space Center. Altitude.
There was stiff competition among museums for the retired orbiters after the shuttle program ended. Astronaut J.R. Riley says the Kennedy Space Center is the right place for Atlantis.
It had to be here. One of them had to be here because this is where they live.
And this is where Atlantis will continue to live while NASA moves into a new era of space travel. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Petty.